Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Putin-Kim summit is happening on the world stage in Russia. Patrick Riewel is covering this, and he's joining us live this morning. Patrick, what is the latest on the summit?
Yeah, hi, good morning. It's the middle of the night here almost already. Putin and Kim have met. They basically spent about 5 or 6 hours together and focused on bilateral issues, but also in particular on the standoff between the United States and North Korea on North Korea's nuclear arm. And the summit is the first time that Kim has visited Russia and the first time that he's met with Vladimir Putin. And so it's been treated with a great deal of pomp over here. And there was a great deal of display between the two sides of kind of elaborate friendship. Putin gave Kim a golden sword, and they both made a champagne toast to one another. But at the same time, I think in terms of substance, there wasn't necessarily a great deal that came out of it, which is what a lot of experts said would happen before. But basically, this is a much more of a diplomatically symbolic event than one that has necessarily immediate concrete implications.
Looking at what might have been discussed there, was there any talk of North Korea's nuclear program?
There was. They repeated several times that they had discussed it at the same time. And I think we saw this at President Trump's summit with Kim Jong-un. He himself obviously gives very little away when he's present. You know, he gave a very, very two very short statements in which he basically thanked Putin repeatedly for inviting him to come, and said that they had exchanged opinions, and that was basically it from Kim Jong Un. From Putin's side, he said that, and this is the Russian line that is often repeated, that basically North Korea just needs security guarantees, and then it would be willing to consider giving up its nuclear arsenal. In reality, we know from talking with Russian officials that they actually are very skeptical that that is possible. But certainly Putin again reiterated this line that if only the U.S. could give North Korea security guarantees and guarantees that it wouldn't attack North Korea, then perhaps they would be willing to give up their nuclear weapons.
All right, Patrick, thank you. We just got this live update from Russia this morning. Patrick Riewel covering the Putin-Kim summit as these leaders now are going back their separate ways.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.